Another question that I'm frequently asked is, do women have stages of development as well? And I personally have a new relationship to this question, because what I've seen over the years is that to the degree that a woman is in a career, she will be affected by the stages of development. It goes with the masculinization of women. And so women can recognize themselves in these distinctions of knight, prince, and king. I thought, because my work is an expression of myself, and I retired from anything I recognized as a career so many years ago, it's been, I think, 17 years ago, I thought I escaped the stages of development, and I didn't find out that, in fact, it had been happening to me all along until last summer when I came out of the tunnel. And I didn't even know I was in the tunnel. I just thought I was having the hardest year of my life, and that's how I described it. And I didn't even know I was in the tunnel until I came out, and I had this whole different certainty about myself and way of relating to myself and clarity about what is my job and no interest whatsoever in anything outside of it, a complete unwillingness to spend my time on anything outside of those parameters, and a new life and energy and passion for the things within those parameters. And I was describing to somebody what life was like for me, and I heard myself describing a king, and I had to crack up because I've spent a decade developing the queen in me and had no idea that the king was quietly making its own way at the same time. So a new challenge for me is acknowledging and discovering and nurturing and balancing both the king and the queen. And it's delightful, really delightful, and has given me a whole new insight into the stages of development.